every Muslim should protect the acts of worship and pious deeds from the sin of ostentation. Everyone should perform every pious deed only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is called sincerity, ajzi. Remember, only those pious deeds that were performed with sincerity will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, وَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ فَطَلٌ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And the example of those who spend their wealth in order to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to keep their hearts steadfast is similar to that of a garden on a high ground. So heavy rain fell on it, bringing forth its fruit twofold. So if heavy rain does not reach it, light drizzling is enough, and Allah is watching your deeds. Commenting on this verse of the Quran, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated in the book Khazainul Irfan that this is an example of the deeds of a sincere believer. A garden situated on a high area keeps blossoming every weather condition. Little or heavy rain falls. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jal increases the sadaqah and the spending made by a sincere Muslim in the divine path, no matter it is a little or a lot. He Azza wa Jal is aware of your intention and sincerity. From these verses, my dear Islamic brothers, we learn that whenever we do something, it should be only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not so that my name will be in the media, my name will be pasted around social media that so and so has given so much money in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, or so and so has given so much donation in this charity. No, it should only be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And sadly today we see this in our communities, in our masajids, that on Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah, when the muazzin or the imam sahab or the committee member has to stand up and mention every single name, every even small donation that come through, they have to mention them. Why? Or else people will not give donation to the masjid. Why is this happening? It's happening because we do not trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. It is happening because I want my name to be out in the community. It happens because I want people to know that I give a lot of money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is recorded in Al-Mustadrak that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who departs this world in such a condition that he was sincere in performing all his deeds and was punctual in performing salah and observing saum, Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him. If that person was sincere, Allah will be pleased with that person. But if that person has ostentation, riyakari inside him, that he does things to please people, not to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then that person is not included in this hadith. Another beautiful hadith in Sunan Nisa'i, Allah Azza wa Jal likes the only deed that is performed sincerely for attaining His pleasure. Now my dear Islam brothers, whenever we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever we help any Muslim or any person, only help him for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not have this in your heart, do not have this in your mind, that today I'm going to be helping him, and tomorrow when I need help, I'm going to remind him what I did for him. If that is the reason why you are doing that deed, if that is the reason why you are helping that person, then there will be no reward upon that at all. And a final hadith I want to mention, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, O people, perform deeds sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Azza wa Jal accepts only those deeds which are performed sincerely for Him. And do not say that I have performed this act for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and kinship. Subhanallah. Beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next time, whenever we give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, like the scholars they say, give with your right hand so your left hand doesn't know. But that doesn't mean that we cannot give and tell people as well. If the intention is that I will give in the path of Allah and then people will follow me, inshallah you'll be rewarded for that intention as well. But with the intention that I'm going to give in the path of Allah, I'm going to give in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, but I want people to praise me, I want people to talk about me, I want people to think how, you know, generous I am, how loyal I am, then that deed will be wasted. May Allah give me and all of us the ability to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal only for His pleasure. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.